This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Kelvin, Lin, and Ayman. Sean is also in the studios with us for the market wrap. So yesterday we spoke about how a viral video showing worms in cherries affected businesses in Hong Kong. And back home today, incidentally, there's a report on Bernama about a Facebook post, which a netizen complained he was charged 38 ringgit for a bowl of Musang King durian chendol in Malacca.
But the interesting twist is, in this story, the durian seller had the last laugh because he basically benefited from the backlash and his sales has tripled since the post became viral. And the fact that it triggered discourse, the post actually triggered discourse in which a consumer posted, he uploaded a photo of a receipt showing he was charged 114 ringgit for 3 bowls of chendol. So initially, netizens were angry about the pricing and called out the seller for overcharging. But then the comments became more and more analytical as the post was shared by more and more people. And this was when, like, you know, metrics and durian market forces were used to justify why it's worth to pay 38 ringgit for a bowl of Musang King durian chendol. And a lot of people agreed that it's not expensive at all. In fact, they blamed the customer for trying to smear the reputation of the shop.
This is investigative journalism at work.
The thing about this for me is, as a long-time durian agnostic, I have to say I don't understand the pricing. I mean, I get market forces. I understand all that. But I just would never. So in the report, the chendol seller clarified his pricing. His name is Muhammad Arif. He said, "Our regular customers who know durian prices will not dispute our charges because they understand the market. Our chendol prices are based on the type of durians provided, Musang King, Udang Merah, or D24. So this seems fair. I mean, we're talking about, of course, a durian, Musang King, easily costing 50 ringgit for just a few seeds.
Yeah, so he also said for each serving of Musang King chendol, they must use up to 150 grams of real durian fruit. In fact, since the price is stated on the menu, if customers want cheaper version of durian chendol, they could have opted for the Udang Merah chendol or D24 chendol or just the normal chendol, which is only 7 ringgit. So if you want premium durian, you have to pay for the premium price, lah kan? So Arif also said that between November and January, durian prices shoot up because of smaller harvest, so their margins become small. In fact, the Ministry of Domestic Trade and Consumer Affairs conducted a check on the shop because of the complaint and found nothing wrong with the pricing. So I'm actually happy that this online attack turned into a blessing for the seller, because he's really thankful for the publicity that this case has brought in. He's got a lot more business now. And before this, before he started selling this durian chendol, right, he was basically earning about 2,000 ringgit per month, and now he's targeting 1.2 million ringgit in sales this year.
So that's a lot.
Well done, Musang King durian chendol.
So back on Bursa Malaysia, shares in Magna Prima Berhad were rallying this morning. Is this regarding their partnership in China?
So there was a lot of movement on the counter after they announced partnership with Power China Construction Group to bid for the EPC contract. So this also involves projects with Permodalan National Berhad. So it was among the top gainers on Bursa Malaysia this morning, rising 6 cents. Over the last 1 year, the counter has fallen 5.6%, and at 5 o'clock, Magna Prima closed up 11% at 95 cents.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.